GPs have reported a large increase in the number of patients seeking referral for a COVID-19 test since the bank holiday weekend. The number of patients in intensive care has also risen from 8 yesterday up to 14 today, although the numbers with suspected cases in hospital has fallen. We can talk now to our correspondent Orla O'Donnell, who has the details. Orla, there seems to have been a bank holiday spike when it comes to those numbers of people who are contacting their GP looking for COVID-19 tests.
Yes, well, this is data from an online resource for GPs, gpbuddy.ie. And for the past number of months since the end of March, they've been asking GPs to fill in a short survey on their website about the number of patients they've seen, how many they've diagnosed with COVID-19. This data, they say, relates to just one day, to Tuesday, the day after the bank holiday weekend. And they had 241 responses from individual GPs. And those results show that the average number of cases of COVID-19 diagnosed per doctor has doubled since July the 31st, and the total number of cases diagnosed by the GPs or that met testing criteria for COVID-19 has almost tripled since July the 31st. Now, Dr. Dara Hokira from gpbuddy.ie has emphasised that this is data from just one day, and he said they often see a spike after a weekend or after a bank holiday weekend, but he did say it was reflective of what they are hearing on the ground from GPs about increased activity, and he also said they would like as many responses as possible from as many GPs as possible, even if they haven't diagnosed any cases, to make this data as accurate as possible.
How long is it taking now to get an appointment for a COVID test, and what's the turnaround time between getting a test and the results?
Well, according to the latest data from the HSC, it's taking less than a day, less than 24 hours to get an appointment after you've been referred. 80% of cases are being referred within less than 24 hours in the past 7 days. And the HSC also says that to get results takes, on average, less than a day. It does take a bit longer in the community than it does in hospital, but the overall average is 0.9, so not even a day, not even 24 hours. There are some anomalies, though. Personally, I've spoken to someone who was waiting 72 hours for a test for her child. Now, that could be related to the bank holiday weekend, but that might be a little bit of a worry given the probable need for more testing of children as the schools reopen.
So the government watches all of these things, Orla, the number of people who are contacting GPs, but also it looks at the number of people who are coming into hospital and also those who are in intensive care. So what can you tell us about those figures?
Yes, well, according to the latest figures, which relate to 8 p.m. last night, there has been a small drop in the total number of people in hospital with confirmed or suspected COVID-19. So as of last night, there were 9 confirmed cases in 8 hospitals across the country and 97 suspected cases of COVID-19. Now, that compares to 15 confirmed cases yesterday and 112 suspected cases. However, there has been a rise in the number of patients in intensive care. Yesterday, there were 13 patients in intensive care in total, 5 confirmed cases and 8 suspected cases. But today we have 6 confirmed cases in ICU and 14 suspected cases, up from 8, and that is a little bit of a jump. And as you say, those numbers about hospitalisations and admissions to intensive care are watched very carefully by public health officials. The confirmed cases in hospital are in hospitals in Tallaght, Beaumont, Cavan, Drogheda, Galway, Kilkenny, Limerick and the Mater. And just some other details, there are 285 critical care beds in the country's acute hospitals occupied, and there are currently 39 critical care beds available, and there are 263 general beds available across the hospitals.
All right, Orla O'Donnell, our correspondent, thank you very much indeed for bringing us those details.